Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's now the communications director for the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. It's Mike Parker. Wow. So after all these years, now you're a guest on my show. Go figure.
How's it going, Jason? Great to talk to you. Yeah, that song is a catchy song. I could see that being popular at weddings and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be the right wedding, you know.
Well, if you fall in love fishing, that's the one.
You know, and that happens from time to time. And here to talk about love on the rivers, it's Mike Parker again. Now, when does trout season kick off? It's this weekend or next weekend?
Yeah, for your area, there's actually two opening days in Pennsylvania. We split it up into what we call a southeastern regional opening day, and that occurred back on the 30th of March, and that's for the area south of you. That's like the halfway across the state. If you cut it into three quarters, essentially, the bottom right corner there, from like Chambersburg over across the Maryland border over to Philadelphia, up to the Lehigh Valley and over into like central Pennsylvania, into like Perry County over in those areas. That's what we call the regional opener. And then 2 weeks later, which is what's coming up here this weekend on the 13th, that's what we call the statewide opener. That means trout season's in everywhere from that point on. Everybody's on the equal ground. So, but that's really the big one. That's what falls into your area. So Saturday is opening day of trout season.
Now, if you're not a trout person, I'm not a fisherman. You know, had we hung out more, I bet you probably could have got me on the water, because I think you probably get everyone who hangs out with you on the water. If I had to guess, it's going to be crazy out there, right?
Yeah, it can be shoulder to shoulder in certain spots. Certainly, the weather plays a big factor in that. But it is it's kind of an opening opening day is like a tradition. So a lot of folks people refer to, hey, I'm going up to deer camp, after Thanksgiving and in the late fall winter. And there are other people that have a fishing camp. So right about now they're packing things up. They're putting new lines on the reels, buying tackle, picking night crawlers in the evenings, things like that, whatever that you want to do, and sprucing up camp so that they can have a big celebration. Some people will camp out streamside on Friday night so they get that fishing spots ready to go, and you can cast your lines.
How many are you allowed?
Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
How many are you allowed to catch? Like, if you're like really good, can you catch like 100 of them, or no, you have a limit?
No, there's what we call a creel limit and possession limits. And so for opening day, the creel limit, which means in layman's terms, since you're not a fisherman, basically that means how many can I keep and take home every day. In Pennsylvania, doesn't matter where you're fishing during this, from opening day and throughout basically the rest of the spring, it's five fish a day, and that doesn't matter which one. So we've got four different types of trout that we stock. We've got the state fish, which is brook trout. We've got brown trout, and then we have rainbow trout, and we also do a limited amount of what we call golden rainbow trout, which over the years, everybody, that's the actual name. That's what we call them, golden rainbows, but people will maybe refer to them as palominos, sort of the yellowish-orange trout.
Five fish, okay, that's crazy. I wouldn't know what to do with
one. You can catch as many as you want, really, but you are, we ask anglers to be ethical about things. Certainly you go out there and catch a bunch of fish, but at the end of the day, you really can only string and take home five of them. So if you're going to continue to fish, one thing I will say is that you should put four on the stringer, and then keep fishing. Sometimes things happen when you're trout fishing. The hook gets deep, the fish is you know, injured, whatever, you make that ethical call as to whether or not, you know, to keep that fifth one.
This is Mike Parker. He's a communications director for the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. Again, trout season opens up in this area on the 13th. You know, I'm glad you said four on the stringer, because I was going to suggest six on the stringer, but, you know, then I said to myself, I don't even know what that means. So is that a string where you put the fish when you catch them?
Yeah, there's okay. A couple of ways of keeping them, but it's a stringer. It's basically like a you can either use an actual string, or there's what kind of looks like a big it's like a little clip that you put through the fish's into its mouth, comes out the side of the gill, and you clip it there, and you keep them in the water. So yeah. Keep them alive, keep them until you get home. Otherwise, you could put them in a bucket, or you could just put them in a plastic bag, but at that point you're in possession of a fish. So again, if you've got five, you really shouldn't fish anymore, because if you were to get another one, and it would be, if there were, you know, a waterways conservation officer around, and you know that fish died or something while you had it, technically you'd be over the limit for the day. So that's why we recommend, you know, hang on to four of them, keep fishing for the day, take that fifth one when you want to before you leave.
Oh, I see what you're saying, and that all makes sense. What kind of time is someone looking at if they're caught with possession of an extra fish? is there like we're talking a week?
Well, I'd have to consult. I'd have to consult with the law enforcement guys on that one, but it would be
a fine.
It would be a fine. You know, in rare cases where there was such a violation, you know, there could be certainly, you know, a serial poacher type thing like that, where they're overfishing the resource. The biggest threat, I think, to any fisherman would be the threat of losing your, you know, license privileges. I think that's always been what I've been concerned about over the years. If I were to commit a violation, you know, hunting or fishing, would be like, wow, I could do something that I might actually lose the ability to legally hunt or fish. I think that would be worse than any monetary fine, and that's always a possibility.
Somebody texted and asked, why are the creeks and rivers stocked with smaller trout than our southern counties?
I guess the answer to that is they're not. I know that there are, you know, there can be slight variations between, you know, fish that are stocked from different hatcheries. So the way it works, Jason, is we have 13 fish hatcheries across Pennsylvania that are operated by the Fish and Boat Commission, and eight of those produce trout. The goal range, and it's been a very good year for raising trout, the goal is to raise is to have 3.2 million of them statewide.
Wow.
Adult, what we call adult trout. And those will go into 707 streams, about 127 lakes. And they spread them out pretty evenly, but it is all based on, you know, how popular is this particular waterway, how much pressure is there, how much access is there. If it's private property, we're not going to stock on private property unless there's, you know, that landowner has made it open to the public to fish. The size of the fish on average are around 10 to 11 inches. They weigh about between 0.5 and 0.6 pounds each.
Right.
And it's pretty consistent based on the expertise of the guys raising the fish. I mean, we keep it Yeah, it's a real science. So now anecdotally, have you seen, you know, a bigger fish, or what's your opinion of what is a big fish? But no, I mean, the fish are the same all across the state.
Gotcha. Is this a real question that we should take seriously? I can't tell. Someone said, Jason, ask Mike, is it still legal to use dynamite to fish for trout at Moon Lake State Park area?
I'm going to say that it is not legal to use dynamite or explosives. We're regulated, Jason, under what we call...
Come on, you know, Pennsylvania. This is ridiculous. It's outrage.
The Fish and Boat Code is Title... Title 58 under Pennsylvania. So, you know, if you look into that as to illegal forms of fishing,
yeah,
basically it's you know, you can use common sense, what you grew up using, you know, a hook and line. It is essentially usually attached to a reel and a rod.
But you can't use dynamite as bait, is what we're saying. You can't. No dynamite.
explosives. Yeah,
no explosives.
No, there would be some sort of provision in there that says explosives are not a legal form of taking fish.
So the short answer is that's not a real question we should take seriously. I mean, I guess it, right. So. Unless there's one person who texted with his dynamite getting ready to go, should I put it in the I don't know what's it called, the bait? Should I put it in my bait bin? What's it called? Bait bag? Bait bucket? Whatever. Fisher, right.
Your
fisherman.
Tackle box.
Tackle box. That's it. Wow, I'm an idiot when it comes to this stuff. Hey, I gotta run. We could talk again down the road. Good catching up. Is this your dream job? Yes or no? Just
I'm loving it. I do. It's you get to deal with your content that you like and people that you like talking to. I will just say this, Jason. Make sure that you have your Pennsylvania fishing license and your trout salmon permit. They can get them online at gonefishingpa.com. You can print it out right from home, or you can go to your local bait and tackle store, your local Walmart, wherever you get your stuff, and get that fishing license. Everybody have a great time. Good luck, and thanks. We'll get you out there on the water, and then you'll have something real. I'll take pictures, and everybody will love it.
Of me? Touching the fish, I'll be like, it's my face. You can imagine what it looks like.
You've got kids, Jason. You got to take them fishing, bud.
Yeah, I probably will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.